This is your morning team show on WSGW, Saint 24.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mama. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street.
Here with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. Of course, Rick James.
That girl is pretty wild now.
Girl's a super freak.
The kind of girl you read about.
Newsweek magazines.
That girl is pretty kinky.
Girl's a super freak.
I really love to taste her.
Every time we meet.
She's all right. She's all right.
Oh, man.
That girl's all right with me.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, Lewis, I know you were hey-haying along, weren't you, in your home studio?
Hey.
Oh, the late Rick James, of course, passed away many years ago. And I used
just getting around to honoring him?
Well, you see, I have to use this song in order to do a current honor for an artist, because I can't use the song. I found a clean version, but it just did.
No.
Not clean enough. Huh?
Wow. Well, when you're dealing with Nicki Minaj.
No. Well, yeah.
Tough to find.
Yeah. It's kind of impossible.
She has a new song she just released. It's called Super Freaky Girl.
All right.
And it samples Rick James' 1981 classic Super Freak. And she has made history with this song. This is one reason I want to talk. I mean, you got history, you got to talk about it.
I mean,
she actually has tied history, but it's pretty impressive. She is the first solo female rap artist since Lauryn Hill did it back in 1998 with Doo Wop That Thing.
Yep, remember that one.
To hit number one, to debut at number one. Didn't just hit the charts, it debuted at number one on the Billboard 100,
whoa,
a rap song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Just straight to number one.
Straight to number one. This is from her fifth full-length album that is coming soon, she says, called Super Freaky Girl. So this is the title track. And I don't know this either, but Lauryn Hill did that back in 1998 with the song. Her album also entered number one on the Billboard
charts. Oh, yeah, that was one of the biggest albums of the 90s.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
Yeah. That's impressive.
That's impressive.
So, yeah, Nicki Minaj, not since 1998, has ever an artist debuted, a female rapper.
Wow.
Again, a rapper on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
So,
you said Lauryn Hill, right?
Lauryn Hill.
I really wouldn't call that. I would have called that neo soul. I wouldn't call that really rap.
Yeah.
I mean, she does a little rapping in there, but she's a singer too. So, I mean, all right.
Not rapping like Nicki Minaj does. I will play for the very brief.
Okay, go ahead.
Very, 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 very brief.
Okay.
Portion of her song "Super Freaky Girl," which you can hear how she channels Rick James. Here's how it sounds, and then I've got to make sure I
cut it in time.
Yes, here, right. Here we go.
She's all right. That girl's all right with me. Yeah.
So far, so good. I get it.
Hey, girl. I can lick it. I can ride it while you slip it.
And that's about it. Thank you, Nicki.
Thank you, Nicki. Yeah. Oh, by the way, not the first song though that Rick James has been sampled in a rap song.
Really?
That was very popular. Went to number one. MC Hammer.
Oh, that's right.
Can't touch this. Back in 1990.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that song we could play all
day.
Yeah,
you can play that this all one, the time.
I don't. I know she's known for her in your face. I mean, we were talking.
Oh, she is,
liberal,
yes,
use of the F word.
Liberal. Yes,
the N word.
It's everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
Not radio friendly.
Well, and how did she do this? It says here that she debuted this song during the premiere episode of her show Queen Radio on AMP, a new live radio app from Amazon. Oh, so she's bypassing FCC.
Correct.
Correct. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Just go to her YouTube page and see how many views. She's It's amazing. Just she's very popular.
Be prepared. It's Nicki Minaj. Yeah. That's all I got to say. Different style of music.